Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to put up on the blog today. We want to remember, this is very important, 27 million women and children are involved, held captive, enslaved, statistics say, into the sex trafficking in the world. And it's just an atrocious thing that's taken place. It's probably the biggest thing. And we talked about, you know, the slavery that took place in Haiti. We talk about the slavery that took place in America. But right today, there is the largest number of enslaved people today in human sex trafficking. Wow. And there's a documentary done by Exodus Cry. Right. Exodus Cry was birthed out of the International House of Prayer, Kansas City, IHOP, Kansas City. And, you know, they begin to say, you know, we've been praying. Now we need to get activated. And God began to burden them for this, you know, 27 million women and children and the sex trafficking enslavement. And so they came out with this documentary, and the documentary is called Nefarious. Nefarious. And it's hard to watch, but it's something you have to watch because we can't bury our head in the sand of denial, because God, he's fair and he's just. I mean, knowing that, if you've done somebody wrong, you need to go repent, by the way, because he's going to, you know what I'm saying? You got to just go say, you know, forgive me. But understanding that he cares about these women, you know, it ends in the documentary ends like this. And, you know, they showed all this evidence of things that are going on and how you can do it. And you can actually partner with Exodus Cry, you know, and you can go to ihop.org to find out more about it. Or you can go to the VFNTV blog and we'll have it put up for you as well. But the movie, the documentary ends with, because they went over into these areas that they're, and it's all over the world. I mean, not only is, you know, the World Wide Web allowing good things to happen, but it's allowing a lot of bad things to happen.
Right.
And, but it ends with this lady's voice going, help me, come and get me. I mean, it's just like, oh my goodness, where are you? And, they have children that are like, 8 years old, that are sleep, you know, being enslaved, I wouldn't say sleeping with, being forced to have sex with 13, a little girl being forced to have sex with 13 men in one day in parts of the world. And how can we as Americans, understand this, you know, there's a lot of crazy things going on in America, but you know, we as the church, you know, we can stand for that. We can stand for righteousness. We can do something about it. You know, I mean, you're going to buy a Starbucks today for $5. You know, go to Exodus Cry. Go to Exodus Cry and give them your Starbucks money today. Do something. Let God see you involved in partnering with them. And they're kind of heading this up, and a lot of people are helping out. I believe the Operation Blessing is getting involved as well. I think that Pat Robinson said, listen, make this a primary focus, you know, of getting out there and doing something about it. But we all have to do it. And one way you can do that is through Exodus Cry. Get the documentary. Find out what's going on. You know, this is the face of a global economy. This is what it says in there. It says the face of a global economy, and they push back the dirt, and it's a buried child, dead buried child that's been you know, enslaved and cost the child its life. And, you know, parents are giving their children for a refrigerator. They're taking their child and they're giving them to these people for a refrigerator or something. I couldn't afford to feed them, so you can afford to feed. And they just hand them over, you know, and Satan, I'm going to tell you something. Evil exists.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that, you know, we like to, you know, sometimes think, well, evil doesn't exist. You know, you can negotiate with evil. You can't negotiate with evil.
No.
And it exists. And this is one way, you know, that we can stand up for God and what is right. And think if that was you. And what if that was you and you just got traded for a refrigerator or for, you know, some stuff or something, and you have your brothers and sisters, but then your mom and your dad just said, this is what's best for the family. And then they take you as an 8-year-old girl and they give you to this stranger who just lied what he's going to do with you. And sometimes they even know. I mean, they obviously they know, too, because it's right there. And it's not like somebody. And then every day, not only do you have to live with the fact that you're being abused, that you're being raped, and all these things are going on, but you got to deal with the fact that even your own mother and father put you in this place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Understand that God cares. You know, God cares. And we are supposed to have the heart of God. And one way you can do that is through the Exodus Cry. You can order the DVD now. It was in the movie theaters, or they were taken to different campuses to be able to show the documentary. You know, a partner with Exodus Cry. You can find out more on the VFNTV blog at VFNTV.com. And you can drop down menu says ways to connect with us, or right there on the little icon, and find out a lot of things that are taking place. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to put I read to you from My Father Loves, Cares for Me, and all the things that Joanna posted. I'm going to put that on the blog so you can see that. I want everybody to be able to see that out there.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.